evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Sheffield Hospitality Awards 2016. Yeah! All right, are you having a good time over that side? Are you having a good time over this side? Are you having a good time there, my special friends? Yes, you two. They are having the best time, okay? The party's going on over there. Now, wasn't that an amazing meal? Yeah, this is my second year. That was one of the best meals we've had at the Hospitality Awards. Let's hear it for the staff of Sheffield United. So, shall we get on to the main business of the night then? Who's ready for seven fantastic awards? I want you to cheer loudly. I want to whoop the home team. I want you to whoop your colleagues. We're going to have a good night. We're going to celebrate everything we can. The most important thing is we get to the dancing in about 30 minutes' time. I also want to thank at this stage our amazing judges. We've had an industry panel of people who gave me their time to vet everybody's application and say, yeah, they are the people we want to win. So thank you very much indeed to our judges. The standard was really high this year, really properly high. I know we say that every year, this year, higher than ever. And this time we've got a couple of second places, a couple of third places, and also the winners. But frankly, if you're nominated tonight and you're here in the room tonight, you are a winner. So, shall we get to the first award of the evening? Good luck to all our nominees. We should start the ball rolling with our Mentor of the Year Award. Here are our nominees. There they are, okay. It's going to be a rowdy crowd this evening, I can tell that. But to help me present the award this evening, please put your hands together for Noel Dobbin, the Chair of the Institute of Hospitality for Yorkshire. Got an envelope with you, otherwise it's going to be a long evening. Otherwise it's just going to be the song and it's going to be the tap dance routine, isn't it? Do we have an envelope? We do have an envelope for Norway, so thank goodness for that. There is no runner-up in this category. We're going to go straight to the winner. So Noel, please can I ask you to announce the winner of the Hospitality Sheffield 2016 Mentor of the Year Award. Kitchen porters becoming common chefs and others beginning high levels of responsibility. With an ethos that if you are good enough to people, they are good to you, Mark's impressed the judges with his levels of involvement and engagement. Congratulations, Mark, from the Cock Board! I'm a bit worried about, I don't know about you, but if this is what the home crowd are like after one award, that could be a very long evening, okay? I'm going to need some backup from this side of the room. So one board down, six awards to go. Let's move on to our next award this evening, and that is the Innovator Award. Here are your nominees. Okay. Quiet. I thought there might be some cheers for your nominees. Congratulations to everyone who's been nominated. To present this award, please welcome back David Huff from Support Dogs. David, could you join me on the stage, please? Again, we don't have a runner-up in this category, so David is going to crack open the magic envelope, and can you please announce the winner of the 2016 Innovator of the Year Award?
The winner is Verity Marriott from
Rotherham. Verity, please accept your award.
Because my best is yet to come. I'm here at Chapel, and I'm going to appreciate all-inclusive body package for them, which is slightly cheaper than a weekend one. And then the other one was our fast afternoon tea, so if people are going to be a little bit something different, it's not just a traditional sort of three-course Christmas lunch. I've been there now for 8.5 years, and I'm the manager now for the last 9 months, so it's been a big change for me this year.
Verity from the Redlands! The judges said that Verity was a serial innovator, and while she was a former nominee in this category at meetings and events manager, she's continued to supply a steady flow of great ideas over the year. From the dream day off peak wedding package, bringing an extra income of £16,000, through carefully crafted weddings at quieter times, to the smash hit that is the Christmas afternoon tea at the Rutland, a response to customer comments about traditional parties being old hat. The judges say, watch this space, Verity has definitely got more up her sleeve. Maybe she'll be back here next year. Congratulations, Verity. Okay, award number three of this evening. This is a very highly sought after category. It's the Exceptional Customer Service Award, sponsored by City Taxis. Here are your nominees. So, Exceptional Customer Service Award, sponsored by City Taxis. I'd like to ask Paul Gosney from City Taxis to come and join me on stage to help present this award. Paul, come on up, please. A man has clearly had a few checking out the steps there. We have a third place this evening and a second place, and before we get to Paul's big moment with the envelope. So, in third place this evening is Sarah Watkins from Worthing Hall. Sarah, come on the stage, please. Has seen her go from being a member of the bar team to food and beverage manager and now weddings manager. One recent instance saw a couple on the verge of going elsewhere for their wedding, but following an intervention by Sarah, they are singing her praises, calling her brilliant, and most importantly, with their minds at rest, their big day was in the right hands. Congratulations. Okay. Second place for the Exceptional Customer Service Award is Annette Brooks from the Holiday Inn. Sector with 17 years of service, and they were particularly taken by her efforts to attend every single wedding. Is that right? That you book it? That's incredible. And with the strength of the relationship she builds with many of her couples, that's quite a lot of weddings she has to go to. But be warned, and this is a warning to everyone else out of the sector, when she's not looking after the final details of a couple's wedding, she's on the phone as a mystery caller checking out the competition. Have you been called by Annette? Ring Annette for troubleshooting your wedding. Let's get to the final, the winner then, of the Exceptional Customer Service Award. Paul, you have the envelope. Step forward and do the honours, please.
Congratulations to everyone tonight in this category. And the winner is... Dun, 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 dun. Michael Winslow!
Congratulations, wrestling. Being flexible as well, so being able to read that their needs are coming.
Customer service, not being solely delivered to guests but to his colleagues as well. That's something that's seen him win internal awards for his peers. Alright, let's get through his comments first. He's a born and bred Sheffield lad, he's made a strong impression on the platform, really, and he's always ready to adapt to the needs of international guests and others with specific requirements, including making sure disabled guest stays at the hotels are the very best they can be. Congratulations, Michael, from the club. The fourth award already this evening. Now, this is a wonderful award because it is voted for by the public. It's the Sheffield Smile Award, and it is sponsored, as ever, by the Sheffield Star. It honours the hospitality worker who brightens everyone's day with their warm, friendly personality as they help to make Sheffield the destination of choice. Let's take a look at your nominees. Welcome back someone who is a real friend of these awards. He sadly wasn't here last year, but he's returning stronger than ever this year. Can I invite Graham Walker from the Star to the stage to present the awards? Okay, we do have a runner-up here, so while Graham is collecting the envelope with the winner in, alright, I shall announce the runner-up is Malia from the Cutlass Hotel. She ensures guest expectations are not only met, but always exceeded. She intends, apparently, to switch from delivering a great smile to maintaining other people's, having completed examinations towards a future career in dentistry. Well, congratulations! Okay. Let's get to the winner for the Sheffield Hospitality Award, Sheffield Smile Award for 2016. Graham, open up the envelope.
Congratulations to everybody who's been nominated, by the way, but the winner is, and I know where this table is actually, this is Alicia from Cockthorn.
Team of the Year Award is sponsored by Beacon Purchasing, so So can I ask Jessica McDougal to come on stage to help present the award? Jessica, come on up, please. So while Jessica's coming to the stage to collect the envelope with the first prize, we do have a third place in this one, and a second place as well. So in third place for the Team of the Year award is the Conference and Events at Holiday in Doncaster. The judges said that the conference events team at Holiday Inn were a strong team with over 100 years of experience between them, not each, just between them. They have a fantastic reputation both within the hotel and with customers, and that results in an impressively high level of repeat businesses. The judges were also impressed with how the team worked with other departments and their willingness to get to mucking as required, whether that's painting the hotel or getting stuck in the kitchen. Congratulations to you. Okay, let's go on to second place for Team of the Year 2016. And second place goes to Cockthorn Hotel's Kitchen Repair. Speeches there as well, thank you. The judges said that there was a togetherness and a fantastic ethos of trust and mutual respect shining through, and they commented on the Kitchen Brigade's democratic approach. They cultivate an environment which encourages opinions but without arguments. The team are all invested in every aspect of their work, and their sense of camaraderie, both in and out of working hours, is plain to see. Congratulations to the Cockthorn Hotel's Kitchen Brigade. Who has won Team of the Year? Jessica, please put us out of our misery and open the envelope.
And the winner is the management team at Wortley Hall. Passionate about the specific department that they look after. So Sarah's weddings, and she's passionate about weddings. Mel's in the restaurant, and she's passionate about food and service. So it's being passionate about the actual job role. You know. We love customers, we love everybody. You don't
composure, and they've absolutely turned that around, and that is down to the management team. So a worthy winner of Team of the Year from Burnley Hall. Congratulations. Okay, two awards to go. So we go on to the penultimate award of the evening. And let's celebrate those amongst us destined for the top. It is the Shooting Star Award. And here are your nominees. This was the most difficult category to judge. Some very, very strong contenders, but they would particularly like to commend Sky Gray from Bosborough Hall. The judges said Sky was a public personality who arrived from conference event to assistant food and beverage manager in just 6 weeks. That was a testament to her high expectations and high standards. So well done, Sky. Now, before we move on, I'd like to introduce another one from our panel of judges, Paul Roberts. Please join me on stage to help present the award. Round of applause for Paul, please. Okay, while Paul grabs the envelopes and the certificates, we do have a third place for this one, for the Shooting Star of the Year. And the third place winner is Sam Connolly from Jury's Aid. Sooner rather than later. He's a former pub manager and committed to learning all he can about the hotel industry. He's very dedicated and certainly going places. So we have a runner-up for the Shooting Star Award, and the runner-up is Lisa from Mercure Sheffield Parkway. So she's covered everything from bottle washing to management. Today she's the Deputy General Manager at the Mercure Sheffield Parkway, and despite her clear drive to become a GM, the judges described her as a really nice lady, something that's clearly helped her achieve her position after being nominated by several of her colleagues. So congratulations, Lisa. Shall we get on then to the winner for 2016 of the Shooting Star Award? Paul, would you like to open the envelope and put everyone out of their misery?
Our Shooting Star for 2016 is Vicky Wainwright from
Vicky, thank you very much indeed, Paul. The judges said that Vicky's rise to the top has been quite exceptional and certainly impressed the expert panel, who remarked on her true grit. After a 13-year career as a dinner lady, she joined Hampton by Hilton 2.5 years ago, having never worked in a professional kitchen before. Fast forward to 2016, she's now a senior chef de partie at the New York Battalion, a winner of Marco Pierre White's Chef of the Year, an honour which saw her beat over 40 other nominees. Congratulations, Vicky. So, on to the final award of the evening. If you have been holding back, and I'm talking about the cop for a time, it's so quiet over here. If you have been holding back, now is the time to really whoop and cheer, because these people really do deserve your acclaim. Let us say hello to our unsung hero nominees for 2016. Here they are. I'm sure you know someone up there, so let's hear it for them. Now, I'd like to ask Liz Smith-Mills and our team of judges to join me on stage to present the award, and we will find out who the winners are very shortly. Liz, if you'd like to come this way, please. And while Liz is making her way to the stage, we'll talk about third place, shall we? We've got a third place, we've got a runner-up, and then we've got a winner. So taking third place for 2016 is Sarah from Holiday in Doncaster.
I'm just happy that I got here, but the recognition, it would mean so much more. I've never even thought,
described by the judges as an unassuming young man who loves to cook. However, his colleagues view him as a key member of the team who is always willing to help others, give guidance to apprentices, and is quietly efficient and dependable. Now, Sonia is responsible for some service. He's proved himself to be a true hero at Doubletree Hilton. Let's see it again for Jacob! Right, well then, everyone, we have made it to the end for another year, another quiet evening in Sheffield. I'm sure everybody's been a fantastic evening full of inspirational stories and really worthy winners. One more round of applause for everyone, please. Judges and all our supporters, without whom we would not be here. And now there is still time, of course, to be a winner tonight. Even if we've not been up on stage, we must very shortly we will be posting the results of the raffle on screen. Before we do that, though, we'd like to invite everyone with a cup or a certificate who's won this evening to come here now for the team photograph of everyone. So, if you've got an award, if you've got a certificate, if you've got a cup, I'm talking to next year, and for that, here are the outtakes for 2016.